Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I think it's evening for most of you who are able to join on a Friday. Thank you very much for joining us. I think our American friends have a long weekend this weekend, so great to have you with us on your long weekend. Or also, maybe I think our UK friends have a long weekend too. You can let me know in the comments. The Canadians had a long weekend last weekend. So today we're going to be doing a restorative class for deep renewal. I'm very excited about this class. I think this is probably the most restorative class I've ever taught. I've noticed over the past week that many people are experiencing a kind of frenetic energy where emotions feel very close to the surface. And their mind feels like it's racing, and it feels like we're just running around in circles. Just feels like, I was trying to explain how I was feeling last night to my Chinese medicine doctor, and it's that I was saying that it feels like my energy is dispersed and fragmented right now. And I feel like this class will really allow us to drop back inwards in a way that isn't taxing at all. Because when the energy is very dispersed and fragmented, it's quite exhausting. So we'll be drawing the energy back down and in for sure today. So thank you so much for joining us. And yay, big thank you to Tim for getting the live stream going today. I know he was up really late last night making sure that it worked. And I'm sure nobody was watching that. Were there people? Did anybody check in on you last night, Tim, when you were up doing that?
Yeah, say hi to Elka.
Okay, so thank you. No, I was saying, did anybody check in last night when you were working on the live stream?
Oh, no, I kept it unlisted.
Oh, you kept it unlisted. Okay, so let's say hello. I don't know how to do that. And I've got my thing set to timer, but maybe you could give me your phone to do that, and I could have two phones here at some point.
Say hello to Simone.
So welcome, Simone. Welcome, Elka. Be sure to say hello and where you're connecting from so I can say hello to you. Hello, Shar from Ohio. Shar, maybe you're not at work today. That's nice. Hi, Crystal in California.
And, Free Bird from Deutschland.
Free Bird from Deutschland. Welcome. So we'll just give people a few more minutes to join us. If you have any questions about restorative yoga, yin yoga, yoga nidra, yin yang yoga, then go ahead and leave those in the comments. We can have a little conversation before we get started. It's about 12 minutes to the hour now, so we have some time to spend together here before we start right on the hour. I do have some questions to keep us going until the beginning of the hour, but I'm happy to take your questions and comments as well before we get started. So if you have anything to comment on about your practice over the last week, or you know, how your yoga practice is going, how your yin yoga practice is going, or your yoga nidra practice is going, you know, feel free to let me know in the comments and we can have a conversation here together before we get started. So the first question that I wanted to answer is a good question, and that is why we practice restorative yoga. Because it's very different from other styles of yoga, including yin yoga. You know, in yin yoga, there is definitely some effort. We're finding that appropriate edge so we can feel sensation in our body and really cultivate qi. Also, our attention is on the deeper connective tissues that wrap around the joints and the bones, and so that we can draw that qi and blood into the joints. But with restorative yoga, you know, the intention is very different. So why would we practice restorative yoga? Well, it's really important to cultivate conscious relaxation. So most of the times in our culture, I think it's safe to say that there's very little time when we practice conscious rest. That is where we give ourselves a complete time out. So oftentimes when we're resting, there's very little time where rest isn't mediated by something else, whether it be reading, scrolling through social media, watching television. I mean, these things tend to follow us right into our bedrooms now, even into the bathrooms. So taking this time to cultivate conscious relaxation is very helpful, so that your mind and body and all layers of your body, so your mental body, your emotional body, your spiritual body, your energetic body, all of these layers can have complete rest. So I think cultivating conscious relaxation is good, so that there's not some part of you that is engaged in something else. So that's the first reason I would say. The other reason why we practice restorative yoga is to release habitual tension from our bodies. So whereas in yin yoga, we are cultivating that appropriate edge, finding that tension and then softening into it so that we can stay for a while. In restorative yoga, our question that we're continually asking ourselves is, where am I holding and how can I let go? And that holding may be muscular tension, or it may be emotional tension, it may be mental tension, but we're continually asking ourselves, where am I holding and how can I let go? So there's most of the time when we're moving around as human beings in the world, we're holding on to tension that which is unnecessary. And when we come into the support of the props and the ground, we can become aware of this tension, especially because there's nothing else going on, and we can start to release it. So many yoga practices are about doing more and striving and achieving can still enter into these practices. And we very much see this in our social mediated world, where you'll see pictures of a pose from, you know, 2014, and then now look at it now in 2018. And restorative yoga isn't about that at all. It's really about how much can I let go of tension in my body. And there's really no way to take a progress picture with that. So it's not about progress at all. It's really about letting go. Where am I holding tension? And tension, as I said, can be emotional, mental, or physical, and how can I let that go? How can I let my body and mind unwind? And also, how can I do less? Because so many times in our culture, the question is, how can I do more? And this just is part of the thing that causes us to become spun out and fragmented and really exhausted. So how can I do less? And how can I let my body and mind unwind? So the actual effort in restorative yoga class comes from asking ourselves and a real willingness. So the effort comes from the willingness to look at, how can I do less? Where am I holding tension? Because it's actually a habitual response to do more, to effort more in our life. So in a restorative yoga class, we're really asking ourselves, how can I do less? How can I strive less? How can I soften? How can there be less gripping? Any other people joining us now, Tim?
Did you say hello to Lucille?
Hi, Lucille. Welcome. Lucille in Toronto, my old home.
Marie Anne from Denmark.
Hello, Marie Anne from Denmark.
Tanya from Belgrade.
Tanya from Belgrade. The whole world is represented here. Great to have everybody with us. I'm so grateful for you showing up and being with us today. You're in for a real treat today. As I said, this is the most restorative yoga class that I've ever taught. Maybe in the comments, let me know what you appreciate most about restorative yoga this morning.
It's pretty amazing, right? That we've got Germany, Holland, Serbia, Denmark.
We have a lot of the world represented here. It is pretty amazing. It's something that I truly appreciate.
Jamie from Connecticut.
Jamie from Connecticut. our neighbors below us.
Just 3,000 miles up.
Yeah. But much closer than our European friends. Yes, so the other reason...
Viviana from Argentina. So we've got South America, Europe.
Viviana from Argentina. So now we've got South America represented. Okay, so the other reason why we would want to practice restorative yoga is to elicit that relaxation response, to engage our parasympathetic nervous system. So during the day when we are stressed out and when we are feeling a lot of pressures on our body, then the sympathetic nervous system kicks into high gear. And then that's when we get that cortisol response going, and that's when we experience that adrenaline rush, and it's just that turns off our digestive system. It makes it difficult for us to sleep. It causes anxiety. You know, those surge responses can be really useful in high stress situations, but they tend to kind of be what's tends to happen in our culture is that cortisol kind of gets turned on like a garden hose, and then it doesn't get turned off, and it wreaks havoc in our body. So when we practice things like restorative yoga, we turn on that parasympathetic nervous response so that we can get that rest and digest. You've got a comment or a question,
yeah,
Tim?
Yeah. Jamie says Jamie appreciates exactly doing less, taking off the pressure.
Oh, so Jamie says she likes doing less and taking off the pressure, and I'm with you on that, Jamie. And I need these practices. These practices that I share with you are the ones that I find most valuable in my day-to-day life. And you know, I'm just a mom and a wife, and I teach you guys yoga, but I don't go to a job per se day in and day out. So I can only imagine the pressures that those of you experience that work outside of the home, because I experience enough pressures working inside of the home. So I think these are very useful for doing less and taking off the pressures. There's a whole unique set of pressures just being a human being, I think, in the 21st century.
The yoga you.
Okay, the yoga you.
I love restorative. I love restorative because it takes all the pressure off. There's permission to do nothing but listen and relax. Lucille.
Yeah, that's Lucille. I was going to say that's Lucille.
I'm always pushing myself. Oh, this is Elka. I'm always pushing myself all week, so some restorative yoga is really helpful for me.
Yeah, Elka says that she's always pushing herself all week. And I think a lot of us can relate to that inner pusher. If you have a chance to go back to the Inner Critic series, that was one of the most popular series that I ever did in terms of comments and responses that I got, the responses that it elicited. So all of us have this kind of inner pusher that wants us to do more and be more and become more. And I think a lot of us can relate to that. Even when there aren't really external pressures going on in our world, there's this kind of inner drive that takes over. And when we practice things like restorative yoga, it helps us to turn down the volume on that inner pusher and recognize what can happen when we turn down the volume. There's a sense of inner spaciousness that opens up, and we realize that there can be another way. Because when that inner pusher is really strong, it creates a really kind of restricted, constricted sense of self, in a small self, and then also a self that kind of runs in circles and is fragmented and dispersed and isn't very effective. So I think this doing less, unwinding, letting go of tension, becoming aware that there is tension. Oftentimes we don't even think that there is tension or that the tension of the pusher is actually effective. So these are, I think, the most effective practices. And, you know, a lot of times I see in the world of yoga classes that are labeled as advanced. And, you know, this, they may be advanced in terms of what's possible for a physical body, but these practices that we are doing, the yin practices, the restorative practices, are very advanced practices from the perspective of tuning into our mental and emotional bodies and really figuring out what's going on. So as I said, the actual effort involved in this class is a willingness to look at how and where we're holding tension in our body. And that takes a lot of courage and awareness to do that kind of practice. So it's 9 o'clock. Any other comments before we get started, or anybody else I should say hello to before we start our class officially? Hello, Michelle, and be sure to check your email because I responded to your email yesterday. We're going to start the way we always start. Oh, look at that wide shot with our counter there. You like our kitchen counter? Just keeping it real. Oh, you're going to eat my last muffin? I made the most amazing muffins yesterday. They're so good. If you follow me on my Instagram stories, you got to see the whole thing.
And Michelle is checking in from the UK, as is Jane Monroe.
Hi, Jane.
So we have the UK represented, which I think is still part of Europe.
Are we ready for me? Okay. Our lives are so fast-paced that our minds and bodies speed up to catch up. We end up feeling overwhelmed, tired, and aggravated by our anxious minds. So stay with me for this restorative yoga for deep renewal. Hi, I'm Melissa from Yoga with Melissa. We offer real yoga for real people every Friday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific. So when you subscribe and press that little bell, you'll get some great yoga coming to you in the next couple of weeks, including a yoga nidra for healing and a yin yoga for neck pain. So today you are going to need a bolster, 2 blocks, and 2 blankets. Thanks to Dusky Leaf for those props. Today we are going to start with a pose called surfboard pose, and you're going to probably want to have a blanket underneath you for extra cushioning, like I've got set up here. And we're gonna take a few minutes to set up our props for this pose. So first thing, you wanna take a blanket, and then you're going to create a roll. And this roll is going to go at the foot of your mat so that it rests, that's going to go underneath your ankles. And then your bolster is going to go lengthwise on your mat. And this is called surfboard pose. I think I already said that. What you're going to do is place the roll underneath your ankle, and then you're going to play around with here. I think this needs to be a little lower. The most comfortable position for your chest on this bolster, so you can move it forward. I find it works best for me sort of at the base of my ribs. And then your arms, your elbows come forward, so there's a slight bend in your elbows, and you turn your head to one side. And you rest. So remember, in restorative yoga, we are asking ourselves, where am I holding tension? We become aware of that. This is conscious relaxation. In this pose, and all restorative yoga poses are about a willingness to let go. So this pose is deeply calming. It will release your low back tension. It will elongate your spine. So keep dropping and sinking into your props and into the ground, allowing tension to release and let go. Breathe into your back ribs, expand into your back. So this pose also releases that armoring, that protection that we carry around with us. So notice how your mind begins to soften. How your body starts to calm down as the parasympathetic response is elicited. Notice how the gripping is starting to let go in your thighs, in your groin, your pelvis, your belly, your hips. Feel the tension let go from your abdomen, your digestive system, and your kidneys. This is a wonderful pose to practice when you're experiencing depletion. And then just lift your head and turn your head to the other side so that you're getting equal time on both sides. Okay, so we're going to slowly gather ourselves up out of surfboard pose. And we're going to come into our next restorative yoga pose, for which we are going to need to take some time to sit up again. So you can put your little roll off to the side for now. And for this one, you're going to need your bolster and two blocks. So take one block and have it on the second highest setting, and then your second block will come on the lowest setting, and you'll set your bolster up so that it's well supported here. And then what we're going to do is a zigzag twist here, so that your left leg, which will be closest to the bolster, is touching the bolster, and then your right leg is touching your left foot. So your legs are in a zigzag. And then you'll turn towards your bolster and lengthen up long through your spine, and you'll lie down on your bolster again, the left side of your head facing the bolster. Okay, and then you're going to relax fully here. So I have some readings for you today from The Way of Rest by Jeff Foster, and I've adapted some of them somewhat. I know you are overwhelmed by life sometimes, the enormity of it all, the vastness of possibilities, the myriad of perspectives available to you. You feel so pressed down sometimes by all the unsolved questions, by all the information you are supposed to process and hold, by the urgency of things. You are overcome by powerful emotions, trying to control or at least influence everything and everyone around you, trying to hold yourself together, trying to make it all work out somehow, trying to resolve things so fast, even trying to not try at all. So check in and see where there's tension, and see if you can release a little bit more. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and switch sides. So this time your right leg will be at the top of the bolster. So you're just going to roll over. Let me know how you're doing, how this class is helping you, if you're feeling like you're unwinding. Okay, so you're going to have your right leg bent, touching the bolster, your right foot's touching the top of your left thigh. You're lengthening up, and then you're folding forward over the bolster. Again, the right side of your head on the bolster. So checking in with where you're holding tension in your body and letting go, seeing where you can let go. And then continuing with the adapted reading from Jeff Foster's The Way of Rest. You're exhausted from all the trying and the not trying. And you are struggling to trust. You're struggling to trust life. It's all too much for the living, breathing organism of the body. You're exhausted and you long to rest. That is not a failing, nor a horrible mistake, but something worthy of embrace. Exhaustion is intelligence. Exhaustion urges you to let go, stop trying so hard, and to be present. Okay, so very carefully, we're going to make our way out of this pose and set up our props for the next pose. So for the next pose, we're going to use your bolster and two blocks again. And you're going to take your blocks and place them on the highest setting, like that. And then you put your bolster on top of it, like a Stonehenge. This is actually called Stonehenge pose. Then you're going to need your blanket, and you're going to set up a prop for your neck. So you're going to take your blanket, and you're just going to roll it. Doesn't really need to be very much. And that's going to go underneath your neck. And you kind of just have to hold it until you get there and adjust the position accordingly. So you're probably wondering what we're going to do. So the way this works is you're going to call your assistant. No, I'm just kidding. You're going to wish you had an assistant. But you're going to put your legs on the Stonehenge carefully. And you want your knees to be right up against it. And then you're going to lie down on your neck prop, which hopefully doesn't unroll on you. So you've got the Stonehenge underneath your legs and your roll underneath your neck, so you should be well supported. It takes a little bit of setting up, but once you've got it set up, it should feel good. So this pose reduces muscular fatigue in your legs. It'll help to drain excess fluid from your legs. It's very deeply relaxing. It'll slow your heart rate and reduce your blood pressure. And I would recommend taking your hands and resting them on your belly, or you can take them out to your side, depends. This would be more grounding, hands on your belly or out to your side. A little less grounding. So continuing with the excerpt from Jeff Foster's Daring to Rest. Allow everything to rest now. Stop pushing for answers. Take a sacred pause. Allow questions to remain unanswered. Allow space for yourself to breathe today. Allow everything to fall out of control for now. Allow yourself to not be able to hold it all up for a day. Allow yourself to not know how. Allow yourself to not know it all. Know that renewal has always been completely acceptable, even before overwhelm came to show you the way. Okay, so very carefully, you're going to come off your Stonehenge meditation cushion. You're going to need your bolster lengthwise. And you can put your blocks off to the side. If you're getting cool, it would be good to have a blanket to put over top of you now as well. We're going to be doing a side lying shavasana here. So you're going to lie on your left side. And you're going to extend your left leg long. Bend your right knee on top of the bolster. Extend your left arm out to the side. Hug this little pillow into you. So you hug it in. And you rest your left side of your head on the pillow. And that's it. You're just going to lie like this. Remember, this is a deeply restorative class. You're renewing your energy here. So all you're doing is letting go and allowing your energy to renew itself. Sorry if the live stream is a bit choppy. I'm sure they're not even noticing it because they're just lying here with their eyes closed. So remember, the effort in a restorative class is to notice where you're holding tension and allow that tension to let go. So all you're going to do now is roll over to your other side. Take your little pillow blanket with you. Roll onto your back and onto your right side now. Take your bolster over to your other side. So now your right leg is long and straight. Your left leg comes bent onto your bolster and you hug your little pillow blanket into you and you extend your right arm out. And you're going to rest on your right side now, and I'm going to sit up and read you a poem. This poem is called Octocorals. It's a poem that I wrote. Apprehension expands outwards in ever diffuse, unraveling circles. Unable to keep her progression within the diseased microbial loop. Anxiety surges to the fragile surface of her skin like a toxic bloom. Ruptures in her delicate marine ecosystem, securing shakable uncertainties that crest, and the collectedness of self-abandonment takes root in the watery tomb. Disillusioned by the depletion of vitality at the legs of the pernicious sea spiders who drain the resources with their distracting sea enemy vampire tentacles. She plunges to the depths of the ocean floor to balance and rebalance among the elders of the octocorals whose dark, mysterious, symbolic ecosystems remain linked even in the afterlife. Okay, gradually allow your breath to deepen. Start to stretch out. And you're already on your side. So you can just sort of make your way up to seated. And we'll finish out with our mantra and mudra series, gathering the fruits of our deep renewal restorative practice in first to yourself, and then offering them out into the world, making space with breath and a sigh. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. May all beings be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to the happiness and freedom for all. If you made it all the way to the end of this class, then give yourself a thumbs up for finishing, and be sure to put, I'm surfing into the depths of the ocean of stillness in the comments. If you would like to continue with this deep renewal, then I have a gift for you. If you go to melissawest.com/staycation, then I will send you 7 days of a deeply restorative yoga staycation wellness retreat to your inbox. And I want to thank Squeezed Yoga Clothing for my clothes. Today I'm wearing a black bamboo top with the flying heart design on it. And thanks to Cornelia and Donna and Lorraine for your donations. And we've got some time here together today. So it is a live class today. So I'd love to hear from you and your experience of this deeply renewing, this restorative class for deep renewal. So let's see how that was for you. Michelle from Arizona was a bit late, so there will be a recording that will be available. It takes a little bit of time, but it will be available afterwards. So you can watch the recording afterwards. So thanks for joining us, Michelle. How hot is it in Arizona today? It's probably pretty hot. How was that experience for the rest of you? It was a very restorative class. We did very long holds with lots of time to let go in each pose. So I'm just curious how the experience was for you. Let me know in the comments. Let me know if you have any questions about the style of restorative class or about any of the poses or about this experience. People are maybe they fell asleep. Maybe they're going right for a nap or right to bed, depending on where they are in the world. Yes, Marquetta says she loved the long holds. Marquetta is a member in our community, and I said to her yesterday in the comments in the community, I said, I think you're going to like this class, so I thought she would like it. Alka said she almost fell asleep. So this week when I prepared the class, and then I took the class for a test, what do you want me to do? I don't know how to do that. Where do I go for that?
You know how to check texts.
You want me to check my texts?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Oh, you're sending me them on text.
Yeah.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
You don't know how to check texts.
Okay. Now you made me lose my train of thought.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I took this class for a test run this week, and I fell asleep while I was practicing it, so I don't blame you if you fall asleep.
Hello. Abercrombie says thank you so much. She liked what Jeff Foster said about exhaustion of the body's call to come into the present.
Michelle says she liked what Jeff Foster said about exhaustion and it being a call to come into the present. What I really liked about what Jeff Foster said was that about exhaustion being its own form of medicine, you know, that the poison is the medicine too. So we don't know that we need rest until we're exhausted. So I think that... Jane fell asleep. Marquetta said, I was right. She loved it. Yeah, this is one of the lines that I loved from Jeff Foster. I kind of changed it slightly, but he says, know that renewal has always been completely acceptable, even before overwhelm came to show you the way. So this is what I love. It's kind of a variation on poison is the medicine. So sometimes we fight the overwhelm so much, but if overwhelm wasn't there, it would never show us the way back to renewal. So when we have these opposites, sometimes so much we want to always be on the end of renewal. But if we'd never experienced overwhelm or exhaustion, we would never be able to find our way into that non-dualism. So it's really important to be able to experience both, because as Jeff Foster is saying there, know that renewal has always been completely acceptable, that even before overwhelm came to show you the way. So I think that overwhelm is a completely acceptable sensation, exhaustion is completely acceptable, and overwhelm is important to show us the way. So we need both the dark and the light, is what I'm trying to say. Jamie thought it was fabulous. Thank you, Jamie. I'm glad you enjoyed. It's really great to have all of you with us and to be able to practice together live. So I really appreciate all of you being present today, and for all of your wisdom and insight and practice and renewal. It's great to be able to come together and have this time of renewal on a Friday. Tanya is really relaxing now, so that is great. I'm glad you're really relaxing. I feel really relaxed now too. Thank you, Tanya. Thank you for being here. It's great to have you with us. Char, thank you for being here. It's great to have you with us this week. I know that summer is a time when the days are super long and it can be really easy to feel overextended. And one thing I was saying to Tim is that when the days are long and the hours of light are so long, it can be easy to just get busy in all of those hours of light. And so it's really great to have these practices of restoration and renewal to remind ourselves to rest still. Anybody else, Tim?
I'm just happy that we
are really happy that the knock on wood, the live stream worked this week. That is really nice to have that just work well. Okay, thank you all so much for joining us. It was a pleasure to be with you today and to be able to share this practice of restorative yoga for deep renewal. The URL for the staycation is melissawest.com/staycation, staycation. So enjoy that as well. It's a really nice combination of yoga classes with kind of wellness spa type treatments that they go really nicely together. So enjoy those, and I will see you next week for a Yoga Nidra class for healing. Namaste.